This is The Blind Truth with Anna Tyler on RNIB Connect Radio. Anna is the chair of RNIB, and in her personal blog, she takes a wry look at living a colourful life with limited sight.
November the 18th, 2018, out to dinner. My hosts were in their usual good form. The food was excellent. The wine was flowing and the sloe gin was homemade. The conversation was about the local fishmonger and the aspirations of young adult children, holidays taken and the long-awaited driverless car. How the world has changed since we were young. As a slave to public transport timetables and as someone who never goes anywhere without a pack on my back, a bag in my hand, or both, the driverless car offers a seductive freedom of movement that people with sight impairment can only dream of. Imagine being able to go wherever you like, whenever you choose, and not having to carry your worldly goods on your back, or ask for a lift, or plan ahead. Sign me up. There was general incredulity that I could not see enough to drive, although I was not the only non-driver at the table. In a seamless manoeuvre, a conversation unfolded in which my dining companions articulated their innermost fears of what would happen if they went blind. I seemed to be invisible. It wasn't my conversation. My blind story tops your blind story just wouldn't do. I sat back and listened. A man of woman next to me's acquaintance had lost his sight over the course of 20 years. Oh, it was a tragedy. He'd been good looking, and now he couldn't even see his face in the mirror. I fleetingly thought about tips on the application of mascara. Probably not helpful. Can you imagine not seeing your own face? You'd be lost to yourself. You would have no idea who you were. Well, luckily for me, my sense of self does not derive from the blur in the mirror. The poor unfortunate friend went from being able to read a menu to having the menu read to him. Seemed reasonable enough to me. He had to count the number of steps from his front door to his front gate. Sounded sensible. I know exactly how many steps there are from my front door to my front gate until I need to start the tap of my toe to look for the top step. I don't want to underestimate the havoc and sorrow that losing your sight brings. That's real. But it need not be the end of the good life. If you come from a position of being fully sighted, you cannot possibly imagine a life without seeing. I get that. For them, it was just a binary position. You can either see or you can't. Most blind people have got some sight. Oh my God, that's no life, said one of my fellow diners. If I thought I would lose my sight, I'd kill myself. Most people grieve for the loss of sight and find a way to come to terms with it. Death is absolutely not the inevitable outcome. Human beings are hardwired to survive the best way we can. Most of us turn out to be swimmers or doggy paddlers at the very least. I'm a bit fuzzy about whether all this reflected a view that visually impaired people haven't got value in the world or whether it was just good old-fashioned fear. Anyway, who knows what life will deliver to us? If it's not one thing, it's another. For better or worse, I held my counsel and sipped the sloe gin. I was in a sloe gin kind of mood, and it was excellent. Life is sweet, sweeter than sloe gin. No doubt that helped as I counted my way home.
To subscribe to Anna Tyler's blog, The Blind Truth, and read her latest posts, go to theblindtruth.co.uk.